The new chair of the Massachusetts State Democratic Party says he wants to change the way the party delivers its message to voters and wants to beat Republican Governor Charlie Baker. Gus Bickford, a former executive director of the party, was chosen by Democrats this week to be their new leader. He takes over at a time when the GOP controls the governor's office, both chambers of Congress in Washington, and come January, the presidency as well. Gus Bickford, good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob, and thank you very much for having me.
So tell us why you wanted the job and what you hope to accomplish.
Well, I've been working for Democratic candidates since the statewide election that I had for Evelyn Murphy as our field director in 1989. I love working for the Democratic Party. Ted Kennedy, John Kerry were two of the people I worked for when I was the executive director of the Mass Democratic Party in the 90s. I worked extremely hard for Elizabeth Warren in 2012. And I believe that here in Massachusetts, we can show people what government does well for them.
You've said that you think grassroots organizing is important for Democrats in Massachusetts and that the party needs to get back to it. Certainly, under former Governor Deval Patrick, there was quite a bit of grassroots organizing done across the state. What's still undone, and is it a national mandate as well, especially after the election loss last week?
Yes, very much so. The way that we get our news and information on a daily basis is very different than it was 15 and 20 years ago. We're getting our news from our friends, from posts that they put up in the morning, from articles that they share. It was quite evident in this past cycle when one candidate received over 2,000 endorsements nationwide and the other maybe a handful. That people are getting their information from somewhere else. We here in Massachusetts know that we need to deliver the message door-to-door on the sides of soccer fields, in town and city halls.
Defeating Governor Baker, as I understand it, is an important priority for you in the coming election, should the governor decide that he's going to run for re-election. How do you envision doing that? He's very popular. What do you think he's vulnerable on?
He's vulnerable on a track record to run against, and so we will be very clear to point out the positions where we would, if we had a Democratic governor, we would have, different legislation, different priorities put forward. Our transportation system, health care, Governor Baker will also be put in a very uncomfortable position trying to defend some of the policies that are coming in or that we might be losing at the national level. And so we're going to make sure that we position him on those things.
You come into this role at a pivotal time for the Democratic Party. Congressman Seth Moulton told us a little earlier this morning that there's a lot of soul searching going on the national level right now to help the party get its bearings back and its message across after the Donald Trump win. Do you agree with that? And do you hope to be part of that reflective dialogue in Massachusetts and beyond?
I think it's very important that we as Democrats and Democratic Party and Democratic activists recognize that we need to do a better job delivering a message about what we stand for and how we do it. We are the party that helped us give people weekends. We're the party that helped protect people's health care, safety in the workplace. And so we need to do a better job delivering that message.
Last question, Gus Bickford. How concerned are you about the growing amount of red on the Massachusetts map? A lot of communities in Massachusetts voted for Donald Trump last week, then have voted for Republicans in the past in presidential cycles.
Very concerned. And I think that as we saw in 2010 when Scott Brown won the U.S. Senate seat, what we needed to do is identify a candidate and message that had substance over style, and that was Elizabeth Warren. And she turned many of those communities that had gone for Scott Brown to blue for Elizabeth Warren. I hope that, we will in Massachusetts develop a model in 2018 by taking back the corner office and being very blue that the nation will use in 2020 to bring back the White House to the Democrats.
Gus Bickford, the new chair of the Massachusetts State Democratic Party, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Bob, thank you very much.